punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. 91 degrees. The wind is out of the south at 16 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 21 miles an hour. Humidity is 46%. And nobody's baling hay right now, right? No. Went out of case. Cool. Well, I have a whole room full of people in here today. We're going to call it the Brady Bunch today. And so I got Paul Hightower. He's a legend in this part of the country, as most of you guys know, especially down there south of Elk on Elk Creek down there by Triggers. And I got Brigham Barnett in here. And I got Reese and Mason. And I got the whole Tucker family in here, but Monty's missing. Where's Monty?
He's not baling hay anymore.
All right. So we got a lot to cover with them today. They just got back from Illinois. They've been at the AIM shooting event up there. They represent Elks. They represent Oklahoma, basically, yep. But mainly Beckham County in the 4-H and the what else? That's it. You went up there as 4-H, right?
No, we went up there as the AIM program.
That's yep. Right. Sorry. Man, you guys got so much going on. I get confused.
Yes, between the 4-H, the Scholastic Shooting Sports, and then the AIM program, we keep them hooked up.
We got Merritt and Sarah covered in here for sure.
Yes.
And I wanted to say Sweetwater, but it's Sarah. So I see him at Southbound buying beer every day at noon. right now I got a little bit to cover with you. We're live on Facebook, and we're also on the radio, as you can hear right now. But we do have the Paragon Communications app you can download. If you're not in the listening area, you're traveling through and you're getting ready to lose signal, you can download that app and listen to us there. Or if you don't have time and you're too busy eating during the noon hour, you can always go to the kcofm.com, tap on air, then hit the Today in Ag, and you can listen to the Today Show or any other show you got going on. But we got extreme dry conditions across parts of the country are forcing many cattle producers to make tough culling decisions due to the lack of feed available for the herds. When developing criteria for culling cattle, many factors must be considered. South Dakota State University Extension cow-calf field specialist Edley Hardy provide recommendations for making culling decisions during a recent SDU South Dakota State Extension webinar. It's important to remember there's no one-size-fits-all culling plan, and we even call around here when it's green. This is culling time right now. Cows that won't breed back or didn't have a calf. So this is a pretty good recommendation. They got some recommendations. It says buy early on your hay. Hay crop inventories are also in short supply in many areas, and producers have limited amount of grass hay to harvest, and finding hay to purchase may be a challenge. With short supplies come elevated prices, Hardy reminded, it's going to be important to plan ahead and acquire forages and feedstuffs early. She recommended testing all purchased feedstuffs in order to make the best cost-efficient decisions for providing any supplements. Well, Paul, you know as well as I do, this year we've been blessed with rain, and we got lots of hay around here. We got great hay, we got good hay, we got fair hay, and then we got some crap.
Yep.
And you guys just come out of the field and been sitting out there babysitting all night, and it didn't come into a case till this morning.
It was about 7 o'clock we was able to get after it, and it was short-lived.
Well, we want to hear about the Lieutenant James and your story, if you could put it on the news here.
I'm not putting that on there.
Dane, I couldn't get him to say anything yesterday. You guys are no fun. But anyway, so we're blessed with a lot of hay around here, and hopefully some of you guys are selling some hay to some people that are needing it. The drought still continues in the Dakotas and everything, basically west of the Texas Panhandle, and Nebraska and Kansas are in good shape, but those guys are hurting out west.
Big time.
Yeah, big time. So one of the recommended deals that she's considering is talking about is do your pregnancy test early and call open cows and heifers that are scheduled to calve late. This will allow more forage resources to be allocated to the most productive females. Calling cattle scheduled to calve late can help producers move forward in reaching their long-term goals. Hardy also recommended producers consider sending open heifers to the feedlot. Number two, call cows older than a specified age. Older cows are typically larger, so they usually consume more feed and may not maintain body condition score as well as younger cows. Older cows also are not typically the genetic leaders in the herd, so if a producer is focusing on moving their herd forward genetically, the older cows might be holding them back. And Jimmy Taylor hit on that about 3 weeks ago, and that's what he does. Just something in that neighborhood, you know, and he gets some DNA tested now, and that's helped him get his cow herd where he wants, because I've seen him call some cows that I'd give big money for. And so sell replacement heifer calves rather than developing them. It costs a lot to develop heifers, and they are going to bring any income for a period of time. However, the newest genetics in the herd, which deserves consideration. I did that here a while back. I culled some heifers that I really didn't want to, but if you think about it, you keep your heifers, it's 3 years before you see any money out of them. But, I mean, if you got your genetics going towards the way you want them, you keep them. But other than that, it's just as easy to go out and buy some 3- and 4-year-old bred cows.
And I fought that battle with my father-in-law. And
did you win?
I bought them off of him. I couldn't let them go. With been touching on the genetics,
right?
I couldn't let them go. I had to bring them on over, and still got them and making great cows out of them. And then we're gonna fight that battle with Reese and his mom here pretty quick too. With his efforts, he's got to sell too. So
he's wanting to sell or not sell.
Mom's wanting to buy them, and he's wanting to sell. So.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So, sell yearlings earlier than normal to stretch forage for cows. Yearlings are more liquid than cows and are short-term asset, typically sold with a short period of time. If cows are sold, there are potential tax implications on or deferrals that need to be considered before more females can be purchased back to rebuild the herd. Cull the bull battery. And from what I've seen, the bulls are selling for up to $1.13 a pound. If you're thinking about getting new bulls next year and you don't want to feed those suckers all winter, right now would be a good time. $1.13 a pound's good.
Yep.
Especially for a 2,500-pound bull. So cull the bull battery due to their size. Bulls require more feed than cows, and they're always visiting the neighbors. And consider culling more bulls than normal when the breeding season is over and utilizing the forage they would use to maintain the cow herd. However, the bull battery will need to be purchased back next year. And they could be higher, they could be cheaper.
I always buy, you know, sell low and buy high. I mean, that's been my deal my whole life. So.
That's why you got money in the bank?
Yes, sir.
And so if cows are being culled, there might be no need for as many bulls. So anyway, that's a pretty good article I read. Today is Hay Day Wednesday. You know what Hay Day Wednesday is, Paul? You've been listening to my show?
Late on me. Some days I've been hooked up short. And I've been out of here for 10 days, so.
If you guys got any questions at all and you want to text in, Lieutenant James is texting in. I hear anyway, we'll take that on later in the show. Anyway, Hay Day Tuesday is if you've got any good hay you want to sell, whether it's little squares, round bales, or big squares, and you want to sell them, text into the KECO Ag Text line at 580-225-9697. 580-225-9697. And what kind of hay you got, your number. And you don't have to price it if you don't want to, because I'll just put the number out and they can call you and get all that. But I got some good hay south of Sarah for sale today. Got this in yesterday, and I'm waiting. Midland 99 Bermuda grass hay in small squares and rounds. Premium horse quality and cow hay available. Horse hay has high protein with no stickers, no weeds, heavy fertilizer, and some irrigated. Cow hay is high quality, just a notch below the horse hay. His small squares are in 21 bale bundles at $9 a bale. Horse rounds are $100 a bale, and cow rounds are from $70 to $80 a bale. Volume discounts are available in all those classes. Call Mr. Greg Henderson, and he'll get with you. And he didn't put his number on there, so now I got to look it up. I wasn't ready. My bosses are going to be mad. I got it right here. Don't worry. Don't everybody threaten. Speaking of 21 gun or 21 bale bundles, have you used your deal yet?
Yes, I have. And it's been working.
Come on down there. Get it a little closer.
Back in March, I went and bought an accumulator, and we just now got to where we can finally operate it, and it's been working like a dream. We'll get 12 bale. We'll bale up 12 bales onto the accumulator, and it'll dump it off, and Dad will come back with the tractor. And he'll pull up beside, or I'll pull up beside him on the truck, and he'll just grapple him with our front end loader, and he'll lay it up on the truck, and it's been sweet.
You made any money?
Trying to.
No, it's either yes or no. Have you made okay?
I got some people talking to me about trying to buy some tomorrow, probably.
Right. Have you guys seen any bugs in the alfalfa?
Yes, that's why we haven't put up any horse quality hay yet.
Yeah.
We're going to wait because the pesticides that we use, it seems like the Yuma's not doing anything for the blister bugs, so we're just going to wait until it cools off and they move
they
on.
They were here early.
Bad early.
They was here. I was moving some irrigation. I found his number, Greg Henderson's number for that good quality Midland 99 is 580-574-5375. 574-5375. If you don't get it wrote down, just send in a text into the text line, and I'll send it to you, back to you. Sorry about that. I thought it was on that sheet of paper, but it wasn't. But anyway, it'll be all right. So how many squares have you put up so far?
We got, how many do you?
We got 50 we put up right now.
Oh, cool.
So
when it cools off, like he said, we'll probably bale up some more when the bugs start to migrate.
Right. Yeah, because I'm still seeing some blister bugs.
Oh, I was doing a pretty good little dance about 12:30 this morning with them down my shirt and everywhere else. So
I have never got bitten by one yet, but it's got close.
It's not fun.
No. If you're just joining us, it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I have Paul Hightower, Miss Barnett, Mr. Hightower, Mr. Tucker, we got them in there, and Mom is back there chaperoning both her sons. Danielle's Tucker's in here, and the little one's being quiet. So anyway, I seen him at the grand opening of the processing deal the other day. He didn't have nothing to say to me. It's like, I don't even know you, buddy. He was running with his buddies over there.
Well, we call Reed, we call him Toggle most of the time. That's his nickname, is Toggle. He's just like a toggle switch. He's either on or he's off.
And that day that Monty and him was in here, I couldn't get him to talk. He just shake his head. it was a good time. But anyway, we're having a good time. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to talk some shooting sports. Maybe involve some farming in the deals. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, sports fans, listen up.
Pass up in the air to Culver. Oh, he makes an unbelievable one-handed catch.
If you have a love for Western Oklahoma high school sports, this job is for you. Paragon Communications currently has openings for broadcasters on Paragon TV.
Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, swinging, strike three. Two away.
This entry-level seasonal position offers a great opportunity for someone to get their foot in the door of sports broadcasting. Applicants must have a basic knowledge of computers and broadcast equipment, and know the games of football, basketball, and other high school athletics. Basically, be a fan of the game.
Back out to Harris for two. It's good!
To apply, contact Gabe at 580-225-9696 or swing by the Paragon Studios at 220 South Pioneer in Elk City.
Great pass, and it works! Backdoor cut, just like Mama ordered, folks.
Come join the exciting world of sports broadcasting by joining our team at Paragon Communications.
Taking a three for the win. Got it!
We raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offers superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus, the maternal traits, and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at LMAauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. We're getting some hot texts in from Lieutenant James, and then Britton from Cordell. He runs row crop for Wheeler Brothers. He's been spraying a lot of alfalfa lately. I don't even know if I can pronounce this, but I'm going to try to. I'm going to say it's acephate. It kills ones in the crop but doesn't keep them out of the field. And how about that smell of that stinking stuff? Yeah, I'll go with that. So, well, you guys just got back from Illinois.
Yes, sir.
You started off, and then we'll go one by one through here because we got all hour.
All righty. Well, to start off, I'm one of the Beckham County 4-H shooting sports coaches.
He's a legend.
I don't know about that legend part, but it's me, Monty Tucker, Kay, my wife, Mickey McGee, Greg Wood, and Carol Brown helps out when she's not hooked up short with her deal, but... anyway, I'm one of the coaches for Beckham County, and we put this shooting sports program together back in 2016. We started out in my front yard with Reese and Clayton McGee, and kind of got frowned on by the county commissioner at the time for shooting clay targets across the road, but we took these two boys and went and won some events, and it just the next year – it evolved from two kids to 20 kids. And
what is it now?
We got 45 signed up.
I was going to say, I think it's 40, a bunch.
The last, back in the spring when I last looked at the roster, we had 45 signed up. And it exploded through the year. We hurt for a place to practice. We talked to the city of Sayre and leased the old Sayre Gun Club from them. And Mr. Rex McElary, he gave us his blessing to lease that, and we renamed it to Red Dirt Shooting Club. And one of the conditions with Rex was Jimmy Brown, him and Jimmy Brown run that thing for 100 years, and Jimmy was in bad health, and he said, Jimmy always wanted to have a championship team here in Buckham County. And that year after we leased that, we went and won the state 4-H trap shooting event. Set a record that day of 149 out of 150 targets broke, and the rest has been history. We took those kids to Sparta, Illinois for the AIM Grand that same year, and they brought back another championship through the AIM division.
Tell everybody what the AIM is.
AIM is the youth division of the Amateur Trap Shooting Association.
The United States.
Yes, over the United States, all 50 states involved, and we've even got people come from Brazil, Puerto Rico, all over the world to shoot.
Canada.
Africa. And there was some from Africa there this year. Yep. It's a pretty neat deal. AIM stands for Academics, Integrity, and Marksmanship.
And it's not just shotgun.
No.
It is here.
It is here.
But up there.
Up there, you get the opportunity. Mason, he shot in a 22 bolt action event.
I've seen that.
What'd you wind up?
I think there was about 600 shooters, and I think I ended up sixth.
Fourth overall out of 600 shooters in that 22 bolt action deal. And then they got the...
Did you tell them how to shoot grasshoppers? I think I forgot that video.
But no, up there at the AIM event, it's extraordinary because, you know, throughout the year we primarily just shoot the trap shooting events,
right.
Singles, handicap, and the doubles. But up there they combine it with the is it the NSCA or NCSA, the
NCAA.
The skeet and the skeet and the sporting clays association. So the kids get to go shoot skeet, sporting clays. They shoot 200 rounds of sporting clays, 100 rounds of skeet, and then the 22 bolt action. They do the cowboy action shooting, and also they have a 9mm pistol shooting. We had a young man from Jackson County, Hunter Pence, went with me and Reese and Kay up there this year, and Hunter is not worth a flip at shooting a pistol. His dad told me, he said, you can stand 10 feet in front of him, he won't hit you.
Well.
And walked up there and picked the pistol up, and his start time was like 6.22 seconds. And when he finished was at 9.23 seconds, and he broke 9 out of 10 targets and won that national deal as well.
And they still probably don't believe it up there, do they?
No. They looked at him like whatever.
Because he doesn't shoot a pistol.
No. Nope.
You don't want to.
Nope.
That was just probably for the fun of it.
Just fun. Went up there and did that and brought back a big, gigantic trophy.
He's an all-natural.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the AIM program, the kids, I'm the state director for Oklahoma. Got voted in there by a group of my peers last year. And we put this group of kids together. We laid out some guidelines for them throughout the year of our requirements, what we asked to do to be able to go to Sparta and compete on that level up there. And we put that group together. We had a sub-junior group. Junior triple-A was Reese. Mason was on the junior double-A, double-A team. And the kids, they shot.
You were junior, right?
Yes, I was on the triple-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bregan was with Reese on the AAA team, and just some stats that I gathered up. Our sub-junior team comprised of kids all across the state. They finished up fifth with a 922 out of 1,000 targets.
Better me.
And it was the scores were just stacked. I think a 956 won it, and it was just two or three targets separated those positions out. Junior B squad, we had some young men from the Panhandle out of Boise City, shot with Mason, and then Leighton Freeze from here in Elk City. They all shot together, and Mason and them, they won 10th with a 939, and the team that won it had a 957, and it was crazy just how close their scores were through there. There was maybe one target separated 10th through 5th.
And that's a lot of targets.
Yes.
That's a lot of shotgun shells.
A lot. I think, what did we take, Reese? 1,400 shotgun shells?
Right at 1,200.
Hunter, the boy that went with us, I know he carried 1,400. That was a lot of weight back at Toy Hauler, headed up there with the Ranger and everything. Going to Sparta. The old three-quarter ton got 4.5.
So you guys take your own shells up there?
Yep, yep. Okay, we take our own shells. With, you know, the difference in the 4-H and the AIM program is 4-H, we have to shoot factory shells for safety sake of the kids and right. possible misfires. AIM program, they can shoot reloads, so we typically take our own reloads. And then with the situation of the world here lately with the lack of ammunition,
reloads come in handy.
Reloads come in handy.
Yeah, because I think I seen on Facebook where you'd been pretty busy reloading. And that's, yeah, it's been a weird year, hadn't it?
It has.
Or the last year, period.
It has. And what's disheartening to us is, you know, we've seen throughout social media, we get up there to Sparta, and that first night we take a trip to Walmart. They've got 3 semi-loads of shotgun shells in there.
They knew you guys were coming.
Yeah. And we went in there and stocked up for the event, and it was something to be in the middle of, getting those shotgun shells. It was like Black Friday here for Christmas, everybody snatching and grabbing.
If you're just joining us, it's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KCO. I got Paul Hightower, Regan Barnett, Reese Hightower, and Mason Tucker. That's why I write stuff down, because I get in here, I'm a different person, because I just, you know, but because I almost called her Blakely. But they, so I had to think. That's why I should say, I just need to slow down and think what I'm doing. We're talking about their recent trip to Illinois for the AIM shoot, and we're also mixing a little bit of agriculture in here, because basically everybody in here in this room is in the agriculture, and that's why it's on here. And I'm a big supporter for 4-H and FFA, and always will be on this show. Well, Brigham, you had a great event. Pull that over there.
Can you go any farther? Yes, I shot a 98 in handicap.
Yeah.
And that was really cool, because at our state shoot, I shot a 96, so I moved back another yard. So the first target I even saw from my new yardage was at the competition.
And it was, what, how far back more was it?
1 yard.
1 yard? And that's a lot with a shotgun shell. It's not like you've got to readjust your scope. You just better know what you're doing. And so, go ahead, sorry.
I got into a shoot-off, and I ended up getting 7th overall. I think there was 800 shooters in my division, and I won High Lady.
Dang, you're good.
I got another punch on her yardage, so she got scooted back a little further now in the handicap.
So is that going to make you better closer?
I hope so.
See, you're a junior this year?
Yes.
You're a junior. What are you?
I'll be a junior, too.
Oh, they're all juniors. We'll call you the junior trio. So, and so you got, but you won, what was the one trophy on the, that your dad was so proud of, he texted to me?
Oh, that was my lady champion.
I mean, and that was for junior handicap overall. What's the difference between just being junior or handicap?
It's just the category. Junior's the age group, and then like the handicap, well, the singles, you know, we'll shoot all of them from the 16-yard line. And then the handicap, they'll back you up to the 19 or the 20-yard line, whatever your known ability is.
I got you.
Where they'll set you at. And then you work as you progress and get better, they scoot you back a yard every time. If you shoot over, I think, 96.
I got you.
You know, if you're in a group of 15 or more people that they shoot,
so you're 96. So you're just good.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Because you are. You've been good since I started following you guys through our Quail Forever deal and started paying attention. And, of course, your mom and dad's very proud of both of you and your sister. And I get to hear about it, you know, a lot, and they send me all you doing. You're good. You're just good. And I'm not trying to give you a big head or nothing, but there's not very many girls, especially young ladies, that can shoot like you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so what else did you do up there while you were, did you try any of the 22, the pistol, or any of the sporting clays or anything?
Yes, I shot the ski and sporting clays.
Sporting clays, fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys need to get a sporting clay deal built out here.
If that old farm I bought down there at Retrop don't pan out, I'm going to go get Mickey McGee's bulldozer, and I'm going to put a sporting clays range in down that creek down there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. That sporting clays is fun.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, congratulations, and great job, and way to represent Beckham County.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see. What time is it? Well, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, I'm going to talk to the other two juniors and see what all they got up in there and see if they got any trouble up there while they was up there, and we'll go from there. But anyway, you're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
It's year two of Hall of Fame head coach Dave Meadows' tenure at the helm of the Elk City High School football program. This year's team is loaded with experienced senior leadership all over the field.
Culver under center. Fakes the handoff to Thompson. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Alex Cherry.
After a first-round exit from the playoffs a year ago, the Brown and White are looking for their first back-to-back playoff appearance in over a decade.
Handoff, Thompson. Bounces it outside of the five. Tries to break a tackle. Does, and he stays on his feet into the end zone.
I'm Aaron Kalk, voice of the Big Elks. This season's schedule features six road games and more miles traveled than any year in recent memory. There's no better place to watch the Big Elks on the road than Big Elk TV.
Second and four. Snap back to Adams. Adams looks, fires it too high. It's intercepted by Hughes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
Follow the excitement of Big Elk football all season long on BigElkTV.com and Cool 94.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 6th. 1,329 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 338 brought 216. 7 at 489 brought 175. 10 at 612 brought 167.75. 3 at 640 brought 154. 19 at 738 brought 156.50. 6 at 870 brought 112. 11 head of heifers at 331 brought 165. 4 at 479 brought 154. 11 at 543 brought 142. 4 at 610 brought 130. 8 at 624 brought 139.50. 3 at 887 brought 134. Butcher cows were 21 to 92. Bred cows 900 to 1610. Butcher bulls 70 to 113. Pairs brought 1250 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey. 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. We're back in the ag room today. It's Paul Hightower, Regan Barnett, Reese Hightower, and Mason Tucker in here, and he's being chaperoned by his mom, Danielle, and his little brother. They're over there in a corner. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get to the bottom of this before this show's hour, why the parents are escorting the kids in the ag room with me. But anyway, yesterday we had a late question about some stuff to do with walleye. And Lieutenant James Edwards, he brought the paperwork in for me, and he informed me on it. So the question was, out here on the farms, if you were to plant, say, 20 acres of Milo, can you leave it standing and hunt migratory birds over it? And migratory birds are basically dove and ducks and geese around here. So here's the real deal from Lieutenant James. So if you get caught by another game warden, have him call him, not me. So you can go in there, like for example, Milo. You can go in there and shred the Milo, shred the tops off, do whatever you want, and you can hunt dove on it. But you cannot hunt ducks or geese on it. So, but if you leave the crop standing and don't try to altercate it anyway and all, just leave it standing, you can hunt anything you want over it. As long as you don't mess with it, trying to make some seed go on the ground. Because we got plenty of deer around here, and they'll do that for you once it matures. So, anyway, that's our answer to your question. And Lieutenant James, if I said that wrong, you can text me and I'll correct it, but I'm pretty sure that's what you told me. So anyway, so hunting seasons are coming up. Are you guys hunters? I know you are. I've seen buck pictures on social media. Are you ready for hunting season?
Yes.
Are you? What are you going to hunt this year?
Just whitetail.
Whitetail? You're not going to go as good a shot as you are? You're not going quail hunting?
Yeah.
I'm taking you if you're not.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, if nobody will take you, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, Russ, between Russ Rundle and I, he's got those fancy pointer dogs that the tail stick straight up, and he goes up and pets them while they're on point, you know, to make sure the tails. I got a dog that just loves to flush birds. So you got to be on your toe. So, all right, Mr. Hightower, step up to the pink mic. Yeah, get closer to it so we can hear you. I might have to turn you up anyway. So what all did you do while you was in Illinois?
Cause trouble and shoot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's go with the trouble first. What'd you do up there?
Pretty much helped him hop up a golf cart.
Oh, we're letting him tell that story. Don't you run it, because I want to hear how a golf cart can go from 10 to 40 miles an hour. So anyway, so did you guys have a good time up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Between going with my friends from all over the state to eat and just sitting at the camper and talking to them, it was fun.
Camaraderie was good. Yep. And did what all did you shoot in while you was up there?
I shot in the skeet and the sporting clays and all of the trap events up there.
Yeah.
And skeet and sporting clays is my fun event. And then I turned around and went to Dustin and the trap events. I shot a 194 in the singles.
That out of 200?
Yes.
I wish I could just do that out of 300. So, I guess I'm going to have to come out there sometime. You guys are going to teach me how to shoot.
Come on.
Because I can shoot live birds. I'm not going to say I'm just the best in the world. I don't have any problem shooting birds. But when it comes to clays, it's just like a different beast.
Well, when the wind blows out here, it's like shooting live birds coming out of our trap house.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You might be catching them come over your head.
So you had a good time up there, and sounds like you're getting more and more into the farming part of your operation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to mix and match stories today, because not only are you good on the shooting team, you're a good farmer. And so you got, I mean, acres of alfalfa you guys got. It's all dry land too, isn't it?
200 acres of alfalfa. And then I started my own cattle operation back last July.
Right.
And that's panning out for me pretty good.
So you're a good operator if you're making money.
Yeah.
You don't have any problem with these processing plants yet? You're not to that point?
I haven't made it to that point yet.
Yeah, because right now, you know, the big news is the difference between the producers and the processing plant. Mm-hmm. That's the hot items going on. And so how many cows you got?
I got eight head of cattle, and then one bull, and then I'll start having calves for sale next month probably. Am I right, Dad?
Yep.
Yeah, next month.
You selling them to your mom?
Maybe. If I can get her convinced.
So are you going to give the mom discount, or are you going to take top of the market?
Hey, it's money talks and...
Mom walks.
Mom walks, yes. That's him. Yeah.
Well, you better watch it. Your mother's redheaded, and I know her. So you better watch your mom. You only mess your mom over once.
Yeah.
So anyway, so are you going to stick to farming?
Yeah, probably.
What's your plan? What's your plans right now?
When I go to I'm going to go to college and pursue an agricultural degree, probably be a chemical man.
Okay.
Chemical distributed. And then probably start help him around the farm, keep him going.
He's not getting any younger.
I know. And it's showing.
Whoops. Well, payback's going to come here in a little bit, so you better watch what you're saying.
Payday's Friday, so there may be a deduction there.
What's your plans, Brigham? I forgot to ask you. Sorry. You don't have any? Oh, good. I like somebody. Well, she's just a junior. You got to live your high school days out first before you start worrying about the future.
The other day when you had, can't remember his name, doctor from K-State, you had Chad and Bandy on here.
Dr. Griffin.
That's one thing where he's got involved with the robotics program out at Merritt.
Yep.
And the first time I went with him, it was like going to a, if you ever watch that TV show, Big Bang Theory. It was like going to a convention of Sheldon's. And coming home, I told Reese, I said, you know, that robot's a whole lot like a tractor of mine with that auto steering stuff on it. And I said, this is something you might want to stick with and look at. And we argued about it like most dads and sons do. And one day, he was on there spraying with me, and I set it up. And I said, here you go, doing the same thing your robot's doing. So with the robotics and the precision ag coming on, that's what he's looking at, agronomy and getting into the precision ag.
Well, you were probably still enrolled the other day. I reported John Deere just bought out that big company in California, Bear Club, I believe. I don't remember exactly. They just bought out. They think in 5 years they will have fully operational robotic tractors.
That's what I'm talking to our friend with Windfield Solutions, which is owned by Land Lakes. Land Lakes going to go full-blown precision ag. That's what he's guided Reese into. Looking at that, and that is a career.
Man, I'm going to have to start following you a little heavier. Because he might be my first robotics expert on the show if I'm still employed by then when you get done.
You talk about the full-blown deal. That's what we were – there's a sod farm down there by Oakdale Baptist Church between Eakley and Mayer.
Yep.
They've got a robotic lawnmower down there that mows that whole big sod field.
Really?
Yep. Brother-in-law was telling me about it. I saw it the other day, and I couldn't believe it. Just out there by itself, mowing the yard. I'm like, what happens if it loses its mind and blows across 152?
What if it happens to lose signal?
Yeah.
That seems the deal. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to get to the bottom of Mr. Tucker here and talk with him and find out about golf carts, improvement on mileage per hour, not on gas fuel. But anyway, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, August 12th. We're expecting 3,500 to 4,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. sharp. From Cordell, got 89 steers, numbers 5.5. They're weaned. Montezuma, Georgia, got 189 steers, numbers 6 to 8.50. Woodward got 80 steers and every 6 to 7. Winoka, 286 heifers, 5 to 7. Their long wing protection. Kansas, 61 steers and every 6.5 to 8. Moreland got 249 steers, 8 to 9. Buffalo, 147 steers, 8 to 9. Moreland, 59 steers, 8.5. Shattuck, got 35 steers, 7 to 8. Moreland, 58 steers, 8.5. Laverne, 65 steers and every 8 to 1,000. Again, we're expecting 4,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. That's this Thursday. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the Everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of
the Day and Ag.
Jimmy Clark on 96.5
Can you talk like him?
KECO.
Can you imitate that guy there?
Which one?
The one that just... No. That intro coming in? I've tried.
Day and Ag.
I just keened it. That guy charges $15 for that. All right. We're down to our last person in the ag room that we haven't talked to. Mr. Tucker. Mason, get on there. Get close to the mic. So how'd you do up there?
I did pretty good. I shot everything except for there was a 28-gauge event, little shoot, and that was the only thing. Sporting clay, strap, handicap, singles, doubles. Shot the 9mm handgun, the 22 bolt, and then three-gun competition. And then in the doubles, I took home a Class C third trophy.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. And that was out of how many shooters? 600 probably?
I have no idea.
Yeah, how many about that. There was... I made a comment, which Mickey McGee does their stats for us and stuff, and I made a comment to Mickey as I was checking in with him, and he said that it seemed like to me the attendance was down. And he jumped on there and looked at it, and there was over 3,000 youth shooters there that week that we were there for just the AIM program.
That's a lot of bullets flying.
Yes.
Yes, and their safety deal must be impeccable.
Talking about the only safety incidents they had were with golf carts and UTVs.
Cool.
There were no gun incidents, period.
Well, we're getting ready to get to the golf cart incident. So, you want to tell everybody how, is this a rental cart?
Yeah.
So it's going 10 miles an hour, too slow for you. Mm-hmm. So you must have been hanging out at the is that what you guys were doing? You and the girls after the Quail Forever golf tournament, when I seen you up there on the streets, were you up there working on their golf cart? Because you were going down the highway just as fast as the cars.
That wasn't us going down the highway. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah. Well, so from 10 to 40 mile an hour, how'd you do it?
We lifted up the seat and found a do not tamper label, and we tampered with it.
Yeah.
So,
did you get in trouble?
No.
No, just didn't get, nobody could catch you.
Not really.
So what's so you help out a lot on your farm because you're the oldest, and I can't see him being nothing but trouble out there for right now. And so what do you do to help your dad out on the farm?
Anything from running a cattle chute to equipment operator. It's pretty much everything right there.
So anyway, so do you got some cows of your own, or you just guys? Yeah. What do you got?
I've got 15 to 20 head of my own, and that started from a little Angus bottle calf.
Release that mic and it won't make so much noise. Just talk into it. There you go. There we go. Sound like wind. We had wind in the mic. That's what I was hearing anyway. So you got, say that again.
I've got about 15 to 20 head of my own, and that started from a little red Angus bottle calf.
So anyway, are you making any money?
Yeah, every now and then I'll send one to butcher.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are big in it. And speaking of that, we got this right here. Well, if I get my, there we go. We'll get this right. The Tucker Family Beef is running a Labor Day special, dry aged hamburger special. Buy 20 pounds, get 6 pounds free. Buy 75 pounds of hamburger meat, get 25 pounds free. Free local delivery. Call 580-374-5444. Is any of that hamburger meat yours?
Not not this late batch, I don't think.
Not this late. Cool. You guys got some awesome meat out there, and you know, you guys started the this meat deal last year, selling
January.
In January. Yep. And so anyway, Mom Tucker is in here with us. So anyway, I'm getting the lowdown. I seen that on Facebook earlier, and I think I thought I'd mention that because I did a deal on tomatoes the other night. But you're more honest than me. Mine said, I'll sell you 3 pounds of tomatoes for the price of 4, and you get 1 pound free. And only a few people caught on to that. So the golf cart, you didn't get in trouble. No. 40 mile an hour, really? Holy moly. So the question, we're getting pretty close to the end of the show, and this is the question. Good thing you weren't involved in this, because they're not going to hear the last of it. Anyway, so Lieutenant James Edwards texts us in, and he says, I hear two of your guests are susceptible to loud exhaust.
Oh.
Oh. So, who wants to do the talking? You or him? Push the mic over to him. So, anyway.
Lean into it, Reese.
Yeah, and I have a radio, and I heard it the other night. And I kept quiet. I wasn't going to rat you guys out. But
but Dad happens to be a volunteer fireman.
Yeah, heard it. Everybody heard it.
Yeah, so what happened?
We had to help my buddy out. We had to go get my other buddy's truck. So we rode in his, and he said, drive it back.
No, wait a minute. Where were you at?
In town.
In Elk City.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we were heading back to Walgreens to my truck. And this kid, his truck has no exhaust. Like, it's just cut off straight under the passenger seat.
Is it a Dodge?
No, well, it's a Ford F-350.
Yeah, it was loud, just as loud. Yep.
But it was a gasser, though. So it sounded like a lawnmower.
Oh.
And you had to bury the pedal to make it move. And I buried the pedal going past where the old Western Oklahoma Realty building is.
Yep.
Yeah, the cop was sitting at the dugout.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
I didn't get anything.
So you know what a 43 and a 44 is now?
Yeah, I do.
The look on his face when I asked him how his 43s and 44s came out as he was downing a glass of water at midnight.
Yeah. Was you dehydrated or what?
Just a bit.
Was that your first time involved with the law?
Yeah.
Breaking or possibly breaking the law?
Yeah.
That's why farm kids stay at the farm and the city kids stay in the city. So, anyway, so no damage done, though, right,
no
Dad?
No damage done.
Well, that's a sign of a good kid. You yes, sir, no, sir, a lot, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that'd been awesome. Lieutenant James had actually been there and had his cam on, and we could add a video of that. So,
yep.
Anyway, so, well, I got a few more things to cover because we're just about out of time, but I'm going to give you the Long Ranger forecast and get the update here real quick. And I hope you guys enjoyed today with those guys being in here, because 4-H and FFA and Scholastics at all our high schools, local counties, it doesn't matter what county it is big. And as you can see, these are basically all kids raised up on the farm. Well, you all were raised up on the farm because you was raised south town on Merritt Road, and they had a little bull operation going on out there. And they're involved with shooting. They're involved with agriculture. And that's the name of the show, Today in Ag.
Another thing, too, Jimmy, is they're all FFA officers on top of that.
Yep. And it's good. And I'm super proud to have you guys in the ag room. Let me do this Long Ranger real quick. It's 90 degrees outside. Heat index is 94. The winds are south, southwest, 18 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. 97 for a high tomorrow, today, 96 tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night, 93 degrees Friday, so it's going to start chilling just a little bit. Not get the hoodies out just yet. 89 Saturday. Now it's getting cooler, and I'm liking that. 40% chance of rain Friday night and Saturday, 30% Saturday night and Sunday. So we got some rain coming in. So if you got some hay down like me, you best be getting it rolled up. Yeah. Because this year, when they say it rains, it's going to rain.
Oh, yeah.
So have you heard any crickets creeping?
Yeah, I have.
All right. So anyway, we got 6 weeks to the first frost.
Yep. Crickets and scorpions starting to invade the house now.
Yeah, scorpions been in my house all summer. I'm sick of them. Sandy got her first bite by one here a while back, and she didn't think it was a big deal. I remember the last time I got bit one on the finger, got in my glove. I took it out. I took a knife and I chopped it up. I was so mad. I chopped it up in about 20 pieces. But there's, it's been, thanks for coming in. Reagan, are you going to, you got shoots this summer or this fall,
Yes, sir. We've got our 4-H shoots. Our state trap shoot will be August 28th. The sporting clay shoot will be the 29th of August on a Sunday. And then the state 4-H skeet shoot will be, I think it's October 10th, right before fall break. So we're kind of short noticed on getting ready for those, but I got to turn the enrollment in Friday for the sporting clays and the trap stuff. And then we'll be doing some stuff over at Sayre, too, with the AIM program and the ATA stuff this fall as well.
Well, I'm going to come to one because the last couple you guys had over there was on the golf day. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. I'm going golfing before I'm going shooting.
We're looking at doing a Big 50s league type deal on Sunday afternoons, after church and let everybody get out of church and eat Sunday dinner and come over and you can shoot 50 singles, 50 handicap, and 50, 25 doubles and register them or just have fun.
If anybody out there wants to make a donation,
yes.
Please call Paul, text me, I'll get you in the right. You can donate to me and I'll give him what he needs.
That'll work. And with that being said, we're a 501c organization through our Red Dirt Shooting Club, and we have a Red Dirt Booster Club.
Kicking in overdrive.
Cool.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Continuing debate on spending, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Senate Democrats this morning advancing the framework to spend $3.5 trillion on so-called human infrastructure, like paid family and medical leave, universal pre-K, and tuition-free community college.
But some of the more moderate Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema, have concerns about this level of spending. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said to some Democrats the plan's too much, for others it's too little.
We are going to all come together to get something done. It will have every part of the Biden plan in a big, bold, robust way.
Tuesday, a more than $1 trillion infrastructure package passed the Senate with Republican support.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he does not believe Republicans will let the U.S. default on its debt. Without congressional action, the government could reach its current borrowing capacity in October. The Taliban continues gaining ground in Afghanistan.
U.S. officials say U.S. intelligence agencies believe Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, could fall to Taliban control in as little as 3 months. A previous assessment had estimated 6 months. One official tells Fox News Kabul could be surrounded within 30 days, with a civil war following, but developments are considered hard to predict. The Taliban has captured a string of cities in recent days as U.S. forces withdraw from Afghanistan.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for another major multi-day heat wave just 5 weeks after